Your relationship with your body is the longest relationship you will ever be in. You must have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. What is your self-talk like about your body? If you wouldn't say that to a loved one about their body, what makes it okay to say it to yourself? This is a safe virtual space where we are going to dig into deep heart-to-heart convos that all come back to our relationships with food and body. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt. I am so excited that you're here, and I'm going to be honest with you, I am revved up and ready to go for this episode. When this happened in my real life, and when I say this, when a family member asked me if I was pregnant at the wedding I was at this weekend, spoiler alert, I'm not pregnant. Don't worry, we're going to get into all the details. We're going to really unload on this episode. But as soon as it happened, there was definitely a thought in my mind of like, oh my fucking God, this is going to make for an amazing podcast episode. And I was like, I don't know if that's like bad that I'm taking these things that are happening to me and like excited about it. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. This is happening to me in real life. I get to talk about how I'm dealing with it, how I'm processing it, how I'm reacting to it. And I know it's going to help other people because I literally told one of my dietitians this, that I was recording this episode. And she goes, I just had a client come to me saying that this happened to them too. And this happens to so many people, which is, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into all of it. So I'm so excited to get into it. But before we do, I want to start with our Fine Food Freedom win of the week. I never want to skip these little tidbits because they bring me so much joy. So this one I actually got last night from a client of ours, and I'm going to keep her name private. But this is one of our current clients, and she wrote me out of the blue, sent me a DM and said, hi, this is an appreciation message for Alex. I had a session with her today and she is a gift. I was sharing with her about my health anxiety and how it connects to my intuitive eating journey. So much unlearning with her. She is the best. So thank you so much to the client that sent this through. I always love receiving direct messages and messages about our providers on the Fine Food Freedom team. Alex is an incredible dietitian on our team. She specializes with working with PCOS and intuitive eating. If you want to meet with Alex or any of our incredible providers using your health insurance benefits, you can do so by going to the link in the show notes. You can go on Instagram, TikTok, the link lives everywhere, or you can go to bit.ly/FFF insurance. Check your insurance benefits. This client that wrote in, she does not pay for sessions. She has free one-on-one intuitive eating counseling with our team of dietitians with her health insurance. So I cannot stress this to you enough, because the majority of people that have these benefits don't know they have them. And it's incredible. And we're so lucky and so grateful as a team of dietitians to be able to provide this kind of care to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients. So it's a win-win. Thank you to the person who sent that amazing Fine Food Freedom win of the week. And we're so happy to support you. Okay. Now I really want to get into it because, we got a lot to talk about. Okay, so I need to like center myself. I feel like when I tell this story, I can like feel myself getting emotionally charged. But let me set the scene. First of all, I went to my cousin's wedding this past weekend. It was an incredible wedding. It was so much fun. And I was actually so excited. Obviously, I love going to weddings with my husband, but just we were going to bring our entire family up. So I'm talking toddler. I have a 6-month-old. So a 2.5-year-old, a 6-month-old, my husband. We were all going to fly up to this wedding. Then we looked at flights, hotel, bringing a babysitter, you know, renting, blah, 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 like all the shit. And it was going to be over $3,000. And my daughters like wouldn't have really been able to see family because it was a child-free, like childless wedding, right? Like no children were invited. So then they'd be like in the hotel the whole time. long story short, it was just easier for me to go alone. And God bless my husband was like, I'll stay home with the girls. You go enjoy your family, be present with them. It'll be better. And so I was like, obviously missing my husband and my kiddos, but I also felt so incredibly grateful because I have a 2.5-year-old and a 6-month-old. Going to a wedding, being completely unplugged, like being in a hotel room and sleeping all night long, being able to have a few drankies on the dance floor and like having myself a good time and just like no one to think about and to take care of. It was such an honor and a privilege. So shout out to Luke, my husband, for allowing that to happen. He's incredible. So I was having the time of my life this week and it was great. The wedding itself, thriving. It was such a fun wedding. Because I wasn't there with my husband, I was just like frolicking. I was talking to my cousins. I was meeting some of my cousins' friends who were incredible. There were so many other like kind of like same stage of life, like young parents or like young single folk there. He lives in New York City, so I was meeting all these people from the city. It was just like a really fun vibe. Okay, I'm pretty sure like right before this incident happened, I was like jamming to Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan. I had like, here's an example of the vibe of the wedding. I requested Levels by Avicii, hello millennials, and like was like using my High Noon as like a microphone and like also just like jamming out. Okay. So that sets the scene of the vibe I was at, right? The vibes were high. And so having a great time. So all of a sudden, a family member is like off to the side. I am physically on the dance floor. Okay. I am dancing by myself, not like alone, but like, you know, like in a group, you're just like kind of like dancing truly with like people I don't know. And I see this family member kind of like motioning me, kind of like pulling me with their finger. And I'm like, I thought they were like trying to do like a fun dance thing. So I was like dancing and I see them like motioning me to come over. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. So I give them a hug. Like, it's so great to see you. What's going on? And they say, do you have something to tell me? And I'm very confused. Please note, I have a High Noon in my hand at this point, or as I like to call it, a nooner. And this was later in the night. So I had a few nooners in my system, if you know what I'm saying. And they repeat the question. They say, do you have something you want to tell me? And I am so fucking confused at this point. They had repeated the question twice. I'm looking at them like, what? And then they proceed to kind of like take their finger and like look me up and down, pointing to my belly and saying, and then they say, are you expecting? And I, when I tell you, okay, like I'm laughing because that's how like I was like, what? Like, what? Now, obviously, you listening to this podcast probably know more than this family member in the sense of like, you know, listening to this, if you're an OG at Fine Food Freedom, that I have a 6-month-old baby. Okay. Now you can still be pregnant and have a 6-month-old baby. That's fair. Like I've had friends this has happened to. But no, spoiler alert, if you're listening, I am not pregnant. I have a 6-month-old. I also do have diastasis recti with a 4-finger gap that is slowly closing. And for those of you who don't know what that is, basically my abdominals are like split and it creates this like bulge like section of your tummy because like my abdominals aren't as like strong and connected. So I've been going to pelvic floor PT. Now, this is not me trying to, I want to even just like not say that shit because it doesn't matter what I look like. It doesn't matter if I had a child. None of that matters. You do not ask a woman if they're expecting. Let's just make that like, if you're not going to remember anything else from this podcast, and chances are the people that are listening to this, you're like, no shit, I would never do that. So let's make that like the FYI, right? The main point here. You do not ask a woman if they're expecting. But let's go back to the story. So my jaw pretty much hits the floor. I'm so confused. So I have a 6-month-old. So I look back at this family member and I say, I had a baby 6 months ago. And you can tell they start backpedaling and they're like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so out of the loop. And again, like, you listening to this podcast probably know how many kids I have versus them. Like, clearly that shows you how close I am with this family member if they don't know that I just had a baby, right? But I think at that point, like, I was so caught off guard. I was not expecting it. And I was just like, fuck this. And I'm pretty sure I just like danced away and like, bye-bye. Like, shut that shit down. So I want to talk about, because the holidays are coming up, I want to go through real time. Like, I have my notes on my iPad. Here's what happened in the moment. Here's what happened directly after. Here's what happened days later. Here's what I would do differently. And I think this is so timely because it is the holiday season. And as you know, when you go to family events, family members and loved ones say shit about your food choices or your body. And a huge part of what we do with clients in session is talk about how to respond to this stuff. And I was like, all right, well, this is going to make for a great podcast because great story to tell. And I can make it a how-to and give some advice and talk about how I've gone through it myself. So let's talk about what happened directly after. Okay. So like I said, I kind of just like shimmied my way back onto the dance floor and was like, bye-bye. And just kind of like got away. Definitely like shocked me. So I took a second. I was out on the dance floor, like without my phone. Again, my husband's not there. I had been dancing. So I went back to my table where my purse was, and I definitely grabbed my phone. And I kind of took a moment and took a breath because I was like, wow, that just fucking killed my vibe. Like, was not expecting that. Like, I wish I could sit here. And this is why I think this is such an important conversation. I'm a registered dietitian. I'm a certified intuitive eating counselor. I'm a certified personal trainer. I also hold thin privilege, reside in a straight size body, like, by, you know, society standards, generally speaking, I have a body that is air quotes acceptable in the diet culture that we live in. And I say all this because I wish that I could say to you, because I have all this professional experience, because I have an air quotes acceptable body, heavy air quotes of like by society standards, of course, everybody's body is acceptable and everybody deserves respect. But you would think you could look at, like, you take my situation and you would say, like, you should just be able to brush it off. Like, you have the professional experience. You have, you know, these things. No. And that's why I want to be like very clear that, like, when you walk a journey of food freedom or making peace with your body, it doesn't mean that like things don't hurt or like words don't hurt you or you're able to just like be okay with like everything. It's just recognizing that your worth is not in your body size and having tools that you can turn to like better be equipped for these situations. And so let's bring it back. So here's what happened directly after. Killed my vibe, took a moment to process, went back to my table, took some deep breaths, was definitely like, what the fuck just happened? Texted my husband because he wasn't there, but obviously I'd been like sending him pictures throughout the night. And so my first piece of advice is to confide in somebody that you support and trust. So if you are at a family event and someone makes a comment about your body, about your food choices that really emotionally triggers you or sets you off, finding somebody that you trust, right, to process this. And so I was so fortunate that, of course, my husband is chilling at home because he got the girls down. It was like probably 10 or 11 p.m. at this point. So I texted him and just like told him what happened, and he validated my feelings. Like, obviously, like, was like, that's, you know, absolutely it doesn't matter if it's true or untrue of what I look like. And that's what I want to get back to. It's like recognizing, and this is what I want to bring it back to here, is that other people's thoughts, opinions, and comments about your food choices or about your body have everything to do with their own relationship with food and body and bodies, right? How they see bodies and nothing to do with you. And so I know this. This is like, that's my fucking mantra. I can't tell you how many times I've said that on a podcast, said that to a client, said it out loud. So like my husband basically like knows that mantra. And that's what he was saying to me, where he was like, you know, this has nothing to do with you. Like, you know, continuing on. So my husband validated me. He supported me. It was great to like turn to someone that understood what I, you know, all of those things. And I had to really do some redirection because here I am in this beautiful wedding venue, having the time of my life. I don't get time away from my kids. Like, and I feel like this was just like, it like zapped and like sucked the fun out of me for a moment where I'm like, I'm not going to let this diet culture comment win. Like I was being so stubborn where I was like, fuck this. Like I'm not letting this win. And let me be very clear that this is not me bashing my family member. To be honest with you, I have empathy and compassion for this family member and anybody who makes comments like this, because it tells me that they're very steeped in diet culture. And if anything, I feel like, again, empathy for this person. Like it wasn't me being like, fuck this family member. No, it was more like for me, where I'm at on my journey and my professional experience, I was more like angry at the situation that it happened, that now it like was bothering me and I had to deal with it versus being angry at the person. Now, if you would have asked me 10 years ago, if this situation happened, I did not have this perspective, it would have been a different story. We're going to take the quickest break to talk about something that brought me pure, simple joy this morning. Because when you find something that brings you joy, it's important, because we know diet culture and life gets crazy and stressful. And so I am making it a point to state things that bring me joy. And one of those things is Caraway kitchenware. And my daughter and I, this morning, when we were eating breakfast and eating our eggs, something that brought me joy was using the Caraway kitchenware, where the egg slides off the pan oh so easy. And me just saying that, I bet you can picture like cooking an egg on a pan where you barely have to touch it and you tilt the pan and it slides off. That brought me so much joy. Something else that brings me joy, my husband actually did this with my daughter, is we take a little circle like cookie cutter and put that through the egg, and she has circle eggs, and now eggs are like so fun and new because they're a circle instead of a scramble. Truly, it's the little things in life. But what I do love the most about the Caraway kitchenware is their ceramic, naturally slick surface. So we use minimal oil, butter. You just don't need it. And the egg just slides right off the pan. So if you want some amazing kitchenware, which also makes for a great gift now that the holidays are here and closer than ever, you can visit carawayhome.com/foodfreedom to take advantage of this limited time offer to get 20% off your next purchase. Again, that is carawayhome.com/foodfreedom to get a new kitchenware before the holidays. The code is one word, no spaces. Again, that's food freedom. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. So I had to center myself. I had to like do some quick processing, deep breaths, confide in a loved one for support, you know, that I knew would be supportive. And then I had to talk to my, like do a little pep talk of like, okay, why are you here? Why are you at this wedding? Because now that this has killed your vibe, we're not going to let it kill your vibe. Go get your ass on the dance floor. Go find your 93-year-old Yaya and break it down with her. She was yelling Opa on the dance floor. It was amazing. I have video proof and we can clip that in here if you need it. Literally dancing with her, she would just like stomp her foot and yell Opa. It was the cutest freaking thing. So directly after, allowed myself some time to process, took some deep breaths, etc., and got to a place where I'm like, okay, why are we here? What's your intention of the night? It's to be present. It's to be with loved ones. Like, we're not letting diet culture win. We're not letting a comment like this win. We're going to like, I was just going to sing this. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm singing a toddler song. For those of you who have kids, my daughter's obsessed with Trolls, and Poppy, like her main song in the Trolls movie, she goes, get back up again. So every time my daughter falls, I'm like, what does Poppy say? And we sing, get back up again. So I kind of like felt that, where I was like, all right, Sam, we're going to get back up again. We're going to go out there. We're going to do it. So did that. So now I want to talk about like the days after, right? Because I think I was just like in shock. And I would be in shock if this happened, whether I just had a child or not. But I was in shock. And so I kept coming back to, and I wrote it down here, and I just said it before, other people's thoughts, opinions, and comments on food and your body and bodies in general have nothing to do with you and everything to do with them and how they view food and how they view bodies. And so I kept coming back to that, because that is the mantra that I want you to remember from this podcast. That is a mantra I want you to write down. I want you to put it in your phone. I want you to have it. So when you are at a event this holiday season, and someone makes a comment on how much you're eating, or someone makes a comment on a food choice, or someone makes a comment on, oh, it looks like you've gained weight this year, or, oh, are you expecting, or whatever the fuck they say, you can lean on this mantra that has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. And that is such an important thing to hold on to. Especially from someone who I feel like I've gotten to a really neutral place with food and body. I have a lot of acceptance that I am like, and I mean this to my core. When I was steeped in diet culture, I was always assessing other people's bodies and definitely judgmental, because I was so obsessed with shrinking my body and controlling my body that then I just assumed that everyone else wanted that and was doing that, and I was hyper-focused. I'm thinking about this wedding weekend, right? Before my family member made that comment, I do not believe that I had one body image thought about anybody else in that room. Because I, like, where I'm at on this journey, I'm not assessing other people's bodies. Like, I'm the body image work that I've done, the place that I'm at in my journey, I am not seeing people for their body. And if you would have told me that 10 years ago, I would have never believed you, because I was always hyper-focused on other people's bodies and my own body. And like, if I saw someone who was thinner or fitter or whatever you want to say, I'd be so focused on them and be like, oh, I wish I looked like that. Or like, but when I tell you, I do not think of other people's bodies, like very rarely. And if I do make an observation about a body, it's usually very neutral or positive. It's not a negative, and it's definitely not like a judgmental thing. And the reason I say this is because I was so caught off guard that another human being, especially of older age and opposite gender, would be making observations about a body. And that's why I say, like, it has everything to do with them and nothing to do with me, because it just showcases where their head's at. It just is so foreign to me at this stage of my life and at this stage of my intuitive eating journey and the recovery that I've had, that I can't, like, I truly can't imagine standing on the side of a dance floor looking at people's bodies and then having the wherewithal to make a comment about it. Like, that, holy shit. Like, and again, because I have this perspective, I am able to not sulk and let it derail me. Like, again, if this would have happened years ago when I was steeped in diet culture, it would have probably caused binging or restricting or dieting or like all these harmful behaviors to spiral because of their comment. Meanwhile, now I'm able to recognize this had nothing to do with me and everything to do with them. And that, like, is such a important, impactful message to spread, especially with the holiday season upon us, because people are going to say shit to you, whether it's the holidays or not. We know this, right? Diet culture is everywhere. Whether you turn on the TV, turn on the radio, scroll on social media, like whatever it is, you're going to see comments about food, about bodies, commercials for Ozempic, commercials for Wegovy, all this bullshit. You're, even if it's not directly to you about your body, there's triggers that you have to like be, I don't know if fighting off is the right word, but just aware of and learn how to navigate them. So here's what I would do differently, right? And I think that was something I reflected on is, one, I was so extremely caught off guard that I felt unprepared for this moment, which is wild because I have sat with hundreds of clients in session about this. And this just goes to show that like, we got to give ourselves grace. I can't, and I want to state this again, like I'm a dietitian. I'm a certified intuitive eating counselor. This is what I do for a living is sit with people to help them through this kind of stuff. And I felt unequipped in that moment for a couple reasons. One, mama had a few nooners in her system. And I, again, like to be honest with you, I barely drink alcohol anymore because I'm still actively breastfeeding. I hate being hungover. I do not enjoy it. I honestly am more sober curious and enjoy like having fun without alcohol, but I had some nooners in my system. So I was off my game in that sense. I was so thrown off by this interaction. And I think I was just so taken aback. So what I wrote in my notes here when I said like what I would do differently, I want to be very clear. This is not me having regret. This is not me belittling myself or berating myself to be like, oh, you should have said this, this, and this. Like, oh my gosh. Like, no. The reason I'm doing this is because this is exactly what I do with clients, is if someone brought this to session, we would be talking about exactly what we're talking about right now on this podcast. And we'd be going through like, what happened? How did you respond? What did you want to say? How would you respond differently if you had a moment to go back? Not because you are judging yourself or shaming yourself for how you responded, but because now that you have been through it, like what would feel like a more authentic response? And what can we kind of role play and talk about? So if something like this happens in the future, you do feel prepared. And that's kind of what I was coming at with that. And what I wrote down when I was just like I was letting notes just kind of like flow onto my iPad and very non-judgmental seeing what was coming up for me is I wrote, I would have been more assertive. And then I wrote down, make this a lesson why you don't ask women if they're expecting. Like going back now, I wish I would have said that and just said like, hey, it's okay. I don't appreciate comments about my body, but let's make this a learning lesson for you. This is why you don't ask women if they're expecting and then like danced off into the abyss. Like, I wish I would have said that. Would it have changed anything about how they view bodies? Probably not. But, and again, maybe that's part of me is like, I'm very much in this mentality and everybody's different. Everyone has different perspectives. Remember this, but I'm at this place where like when people are of a certain, like when you know something about someone, like I'm not trying to convince people, right? I'm not trying to change people's mind. I'm not trying to defend my beliefs. So I also have this kind of thing where I'm like, sometimes I don't say something, not because I feel like I'm letting them win or anything, because some people will say that. Sometimes I don't say anything because I'm protecting my own mental energy. Like if you don't want to be in a conversation with someone, if you don't want to say shit to them, you don't have to. Like sometimes saying nothing is actually better because it protects your mental energy and it gets you out of the conversation sooner. So, and that's on you. And the situation, every situation you're in is going to be different. Every person you're interacting with is different. So I wish I would have been more assertive, but then I kind of look back and I'm like, no, honestly not. Like, is a wedding a few nooners deep screaming this conversation on a dance floor? We can barely hear each other. Like, is that the place to be assertive? Probably not. So I'm also okay with it. So it's so funny though, because I truly was thinking of you while I while this was happening in my head, I'm like, fuck, this is going to make for a great podcast episode. And again, I can make these podcast episodes with a million client stories of this happening to other people. But because it happened to me, I felt like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk about this. And you know what? This actually happened to me. I shared this on the What the Actual Fork podcast years ago when I was freshly postpartum with my first. I got a comment. This was like days after having the baby. I was at the first pediatrician appointment and something else like this happened where someone was like congratulating me for being pregnant. Meanwhile, I'm holding a fucking newborn that's days old. And I was like, you idiot. Like what? Look, what? So the two mantras we're going to take away from today's episode. One, never, I repeat, never is it okay to ask a woman if they are expecting or congratulate them if you don't fucking know that they're pregnant. Unless they told you, I'm pregnant, shut up. And two, other people's comments about your food choices, your body, have everything to do with their own relationship with food and body and nothing to do with you. Hold on to that mantra this holiday season. Wrap it up. Put it in your phone notes. Put it as the background on your phone. Remember that to your core and protect your mental energy this holiday season. You are going to get inundated with diet culture, whether it be from loved ones, from commercials, from social media. The new year, new you, January diet culture bullshit is right around the corner. It is so important to protect your journey of healing, your relationship with food, your relationship with body image. And that is where, again, I cannot stress enough, get professional support. That is why I am so extremely proud to be at Fine Food Freedom with a team of virtual intuitive eating dietitians that we take health insurance. If you have Aetna, you get 10 free sessions. If you have Cigna, you get 3. If you have United, you get unlimited. If you have Blue Cross Blue Shield, we work with you. We're licensed in 20 states. Now, we just added PA. Shout out to Pennsylvania. We are a Penn State and Steelers fan here. So if you have health insurance, please get your benefits checked. This is the best time of year to get support. And I hope this podcast episode can serve as a little window into what a counseling session can look like. Do not get me wrong. As dietitians, we talk about snack choices and balancing blood sugar and, you know, all of these different things related to food and nutrient density. But as intuitive eating counselors, we also talk about your relationship with food, your relationship to body, body image, and how to respond to diet culture triggers. And so if you want support this holiday season, we would be honored to support you because I can promise you that triggers go up. The chance of triggers, diet culture triggers happening during the holiday season is so high because there's more family events. There's more rich, decadent foods, right? There's more pictures being taken. There could be a lot of grieving happening, right? Of people that you're missing, and that could be triggering. There are so many things that are triggering during the holiday season. So we would be honored to support you. And you, again, you can click the link in the show notes. You can go to our Instagram at find.food.freedom and let us support you. We would absolutely be honored. So I hope you enjoyed my story. And I'm just honored and grateful that you sit here, you listen to my stories. And if you like today's episode and you're like, we need more of this, please go into Apple Podcasts, rate, review, subscribe. And when you leave a rating, please leave a comment. Let me know what you liked about the episode. Let me know what you want to hear more of. The more that I hear from you, the more I can tailor the episodes to be helpful and to be resources that are going to help you on your food freedom journey. So thank you for being here. I am eternally grateful for your ears and can't wait to chat with you next week. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, helping people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to social media and give us a follow at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. And if you resonated with today's episode and want more professional support, please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com. This is where you can get your benefits checked to see if your health insurance will fully cover that one-on-one nutrition counseling with our team. And we also have so many other virtual resources there. So again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com for all things Find Food Freedom and to get those health insurance benefits checked. If you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody that you think needs to hear it. The more that you share this podcast, the more that this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. Again, thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again soon on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast.